This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Americans who went to Mexico, too, did not come back after the terrifying kidnapping, mistaken identity being blamed, people being warned about chasing the warm weather, or whether they're chasing that or plastic surgery that's cheaper not to cross in certain areas into Mexico. Hey, everybody. Another day in paradise here in the good old USA. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us as always. So let me dive into this story about the two American citizens. You know, I thought I didn't know anybody who did this. And it turns out I have a speaker friend whose agent wanted to have some plastic surgery done. And she's originally Canadian, lives in the United States, and didn't think of anything and did that travel, that tourism travel, to get a stomach staple, and apparently that went well. But in the case of the two American citizens who were found alive, thank goodness two were found alive, but two died. Apparently, it was a cartel crossfire, is what they believe it was, and Latavia McGee and Eric James Williams were rushed to Brownsville, Texas, to the border near Brownsville, Texas, in a convoy of ambulances and SUVs escorted by Mexican military Humvees and National Guard trucks with 50 caliber machine guns. So they were found hours earlier in a rural area east of Matamoros, on the way, in a town on the way to the Gulf Coast known as Baghdad Beach. So there were days where there was this searching for them, and hours after they were found at a clinic in this border city, the story unfolded as to how did this happen? What was this about? And they had traveled to Mexico with a couple of pals who didn't make it back, Shahid Woodward and Zindel Brown, because they were undergoing a cosmetic medical procedure. So they crossed from Texas into Matamoros. They were located in the area, and they were caught in the crosshairs, like I said, of a crazy shootout between rival cartel gangs. So they were kidnapped at gunpoint by these thugs, and two didn't make it back. And of course, Mexico apologizing and saying this should not have happened, and on and on and on about that. But what a terrifying ambush, which of course was captured on a video that showed the unidentified gunman in a bulletproof vest firing on the white minivan before forcing a woman into the bed of a truck. And then the two men who were either wounded or dead were then thrown in alongside her. I've seen the video now a couple of times. I mean, you could find it anywhere, really, on whatever search engine you have. It is frightening to see it. And apparently John Kirby has been working with Mexican officials and was working with them, our National Security Council coordinator, on what happened in this incident. And it's very eerie to see the cavalcade coming from Mexico toward the Texas border, seeing the video and then realizing what happened. And of course, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said one individual so far is in custody, and they're not going to stop until they get every single one of them in custody, because there were more involved in this. And wow, what a crazy, crazy story, and a big, giant warning for people who don't realize where they're headed when they head to the border thinking they're getting something done at a song. This this surgery. Lots of people go as well to get medications, but how safe is it? So they get the one suspected cartel member arrested. They're looking for the others for the murder of these Americans, and then just a giant warning to not do that because of the risk that you're taking when you get, when like this happens, where this was mistaken identity apparently because of just what they were driving, where they came in, and what a horrifying thing. They all were from South Carolina. Right, they were, and here's what the deal was. They were all from South Carolina. They were going with McGee. They were supporting her tummy tuck surgery. So that's why they were there. That was it. They were going to help. And little did they know that they would be caught in this, and the confusion might be, at least the theory is coming out of Mexico, how they got caught up in this, is they might have been confused for Haitian smugglers. So that's the reason why they believe, that's what they're saying in Mexico, that it was a mistaken identity thing, and all it was just a simple, hey, we're Americans from South Carolina, we're going down here to get this cheap surgery to help our friend, and that's it. But that's not what they thought when they grabbed them, shot, all of that. So it took everyone by a state of shock when that started to happen. There's a bystander even that was killed in the middle of all about that, and all in the middle of that. And the Mexican president saying, I believe it'll be resolved, I hope so, and just a mistaken identity, you know. You know, this reminds me of what happened when there were 9 people, U.S.-Mexican citizens, that were killed on a road in Sonora after a cartel mistook their group for rivals in 2019, right? And in fact, it was a horrible story. There were 3 mothers and 6 kids from a Mormon community that was nearby, and they were full of bullets and riddled with bullets and burned in their cars, and that's the reason why. I mean, they were murdered in cold blood, and they were simply American citizens, but the gang had no idea and went after them. Wow. It is just it's a crazy reason why that happens, right? It's a crazy thing to happen, I guess, that you take that risk, not thinking you're even taking a risk, and you have people with you to make you feel more comfortable, and then it ends up the way that it ended up for that group of friends. Medical tourism, not to be taken lightly when you go into Mexico, and it's big business for many of the doctors on the other side, but it's dangerous business for, I think, Americans and others who make their way and try to go across and think that it's, geez, no big deal to make this leap. Hey, coming up on this show, of course, your thoughts, as always, the mailbag was full. There's a lot to talk about. There's more reaction to Chris Rock. Apparently some of you watched Chris Rock's special, even if you weren't fans. That's what Fred said. He wasn't a fan, but he was curious as to what he would say. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. So hang on, I'll meet you around the bend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
That are buzzing across the land, things that a lot of us are talking about no matter where you hail from. I always say this, look, we always talk about the weather, right? Because we've seen the hellacious amount of snow that some people are dealing with, especially in California, San Bernardino County. It is crazy the way people have had to dig themselves out. In fact, I was watching, I think it was ABC News. I flipped on ABC News for a little bit just to see a story, to see some more video of what they were covering. And I was watching this reporter who I actually like. His name's Gio Benitez, and he was out there, and he was interviewing this woman that came back with her really tiny son to finally get through, to get to their house to see if everything was okay, to see if their kids, if their pets were alive. And she was just so gingerly walking over this mountain on top of cars because the cars were buried. And I thought, Gio, hold the woman's arm, for goodness sake, as she is trying to narrowly not fall on her rear end while you're on camera talking to her. And sure enough, he did. He was helping her, you know, get back into the house. And then they went and looked to see if everything was okay. She opened her back door, and it was just a wall of snow, and said, oh, well, this is something I'm going to have to deal with. And there were people that were near her house, and there were people with shovels that were digging to find cars because the cars were completely buried underneath the snow. Now, that's some snow. That says, oh, we got a dusting. Oh, they said we were going to get some snow, but it looks like we really did get some snow after all. So the good news is there isn't more snow on top of that snow. At least it's not called for. It's not happening. It's not in the forecast. Thank goodness, right? Thank goodness. Jerome Powell, some people say he is the killer of the world's biggest craps table. That would be the market, because anytime you have negative news, the market moves a lot of times in the wrong direction. But here's what happened when the Fed chair testified before the Senate during the day. What he had to say was, he told Congress on Tuesday, the central bank will likely raise its key interest rate higher, thank you, Jerome, than anticipated, and could resume some larger hikes after slowing the pace in recent months. And then said, this is a quote, as I mentioned, the latest economic data has come in stronger than expected, so it suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated. Then there's some more gobbledygook about rate hikes. Just tell us what you're going to do to us and what it does it mean. What does it mean for what we have to pay, right? So inflation has been kind of moderating, maybe is the word to use, in the last couple of months, and he used that word. And the idea is getting inflation back down to 2%, but we're not there. So, you know, you look at the high rates. Does it attack inflation? Does it mean job losses? The dirty word we don't want, the word we do not want to talk about is recession. I mean, some people will say, look, we're in a recession. All I know is more and more neighbors near me are getting chickens. They're raising chickens because of the price of eggs and feeding families and thinking, forget this. I'm just going to get some chickens. And I'm good with that as long as we don't have too many roosters. Because you don't know if you're going to get any roosters. There's none near me, but streets away, there are roosters. So I'm kind of judging by, oh, yeah, did you hear this neighbor down the street got some? This neighbor, they had no idea about how to raise them. We told them they're getting some chickens because that's one way to battle a recession. It's one way to deal with everything that eggs go in and eating eggs, etc. I don't have to tell you what eggs mean to most people. So last year, we know this, job growth, consumer spending, inflation slowed, crawled, right? And what the Fed says is, well, that means the rate hikes are working because we're easing consumer price increases. So they raised the federal funds, the rate, by 4.5 percentage points the past year, but that's the sharpest that we saw since the 80s. So this, just what you need to know is, what does it do to you? And then the central bank reduced the size of its rate increases to 0.5 percentage point in December, 0.25 point in February, after 4 straight 3/4 point bumps. And the economy dumped in more jobs, over 500,000 jobs. And consumer spending increased, not quite 2%, but 1.8%. So inflation picked up more than anticipated. What Powell is saying is it might just be a blip. It might just be a blip, and maybe because there was some unseasonably warm weather in January in a lot of the country, and so maybe that's part of what happened. But hold on to your, you know, hold on to your cash. Cash is king, because it's wobbly as to what's going here and what's going to happen here. And of course, you look at housing, it accounts for more than half the underlying consumer spending, and that's showing no great big signs of easing. Well, excluding housing, really, because it's the consumer spending. And it's mostly, a lot of it's mostly with worker wage increases, right? What are the gains going to be there? So then you look at, are the higher rates worth the cost? Is this really doing anything? What about the supply chain woes? We know the war in Ukraine is affecting the U.S., is affecting us. The surge is, you know, are we seeing a surge in consumer and business demand? And does that hurt us with higher borrowing costs? And of course the answer is it hurts with higher borrowing costs because there's more you have to pay, right? So we all understand that. And the more you have unemployment, the more tech companies that lay off, all of that you're battling, it heads into that territory that we don't want to officially call the recession. So the next couple of meetings, you know, there's a big one in May. Let's see what happens in May. Let's see what happens in June. Let's see what happens in July and September. And before you know it, we'll be at the end of the year. And it'd be great if we weren't full on in the middle of this thing, because it affects everyone, especially the people that don't have the cash is king, right? They don't have the do, re, mi. So you start to get into something rocky, and it eats up all the extra cash you have, and then it just gets worse from there. So let's hope that that's not what we see, because I can see a lot of people really starting to continue to struggle. It hasn't really flipped around, right? It hasn't flipped around the way many people were hoping. I mean, look, even Walmart is closing stores in like six states. I mean, it's a handful of stores, but why are they closing the stores? Because what's profitable and how much is too much down the street where you have a Walmart around the corner, and it doesn't make any sense, and that's part of the reason for that. And that's a thing to watch. Watch gas prices. Gas prices always the thing that, besides the weather, that's a common denominator for most of us as we watch to see what happens when it comes to gas. Is it higher in your area? Has it gone down any? Are you getting any kind of a break when you fill up at the pumps and you have places you have to go and you're in a car-centric place? What are you going to do? You know, you're strapped and you're dealing with it. And I said tech companies especially are feeling it. I mean, even SiriusXM, they cut 8% of their workforce. Right? And they talked about economic uncertainty. They sent an email out to all employees, and they said there was a lot of economic uncertainty as part of the reasons behind the layoffs. And that sums up just what I was saying here, that we live in a world of economic uncertainty. And you can laugh and say, well, that is always. But it's not when you hit the big bumps, and that's what we don't want to do. If this is, it's like those bumps in neighborhoods, you know, when you go through and some of them are really ridiculously high, and the reason they're ridiculously high is because people ignore them. Well, are we ignoring the bumps? Where are we in relationship to that? If I was going to try to make that analogy, and I know you prefer the small bumps. It's one thing to have a hiccup. It's another thing to really crash in to a much, much bigger wall. And I think looking at the tech companies, that's why they're forecasting that, because they're seeing a lot of those gains dwindle. And that's an indicator of what's happening in the broader sense. Definitely. All right, I promised the mailbag, and guess what? Already it's here. So we're going to talk about what you want to talk about coming up next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
So we're going to dive right into this mailbag. And we start with Max, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. He says, Kate Burr, every time I hear you talk about Florida, I think, boy, I need to move to a sunshine state like yours. But I wanted to bring up something that happened in Michigan that a lot of people are talking about. Did you hear the story about the woman who went into her trash can and pulled out a scratch-off ticket that she didn't think was worth anything and then found out that it was worth $1 million. Wouldn't that be a great trash pick? Yeah, we had to tell a happy story, Max. I'm glad that you brought that up. Yes, and so if you're there in Michigan, of course they were talking about it. They put out a release that it was a game called Sizzlin' Hot Sevens, and it was a $10 ticket. She just got it at a gas station, and she said, this is a 30-year-old woman who, luckily because it's Michigan, she can be anonymous, so she doesn't have to tell the whole world who she is, her name. She said she always played the new instant tickets when they came out. Like, that was like her treat. She would just do that once a month. And she scratched the tickets in her car, thought they were non-winners, so she put them in a bag with some other garbage to throw away. But then the next morning, she got the tickets from the trash to just make sure something was bugging her. That was a good bug. Like, oh, there's something bugging me. Maybe I just didn't take the quarter and scratch it all the way across. I need to push harder. And so sure enough, She said her heart raced and she thought she was going to faint. And it turns out, yeah, she won. So she gets a lump sum payment. If you're curious, what do you get when you scratch off $1 million? She gets a lump sum of $693,000. And she's going to get a home. She doesn't have a house. She rents. Get a home, and she's going to invest the rest of the money. Wow. I do like those stories. I mean, yes, Max, I'm glad you brought that up, right? That's a good story. Yeah, it's my treat. I don't go get those macchiatos. I don't go and get the ridiculously high-priced Starbucks every single day. Instead, I just get these scratch-offs, and then, poof, she wins, right? All right, we move on to Greg, who says, "Hi, Kate, I listen to you all the time. I'm in New Orleans. I've heard you talk about Louisiana and your fondness for the times, the good times that you've had in Louisiana. We are that kind of a place in general, especially in the Big Easy. But I'll tell you, you know, there are people that talk about going to Mexico to get different medical procedures done, not cosmetic procedures, but other things done that are so much cheaper than in the United States because we have ridiculous health care here. But that story is pretty chilling about the kidnapped Americans and then the two that ended up dying. It's great that two survived, but can you just imagine what that was like for them during that whole ordeal and how awful for the other families of the other two connected? And, you know, it makes you really question what's wrong with us in the United States? People, whatever the procedure, because this was a vanity thing, but a lot of people cross to just get health care, just to get things done that they have to get done, and it is dangerous in some spots, especially if you get obviously mistaken for somebody else, or if some drug thugs just want to hold you for ransom. Who knows what all of that could mean. But I think it's pretty risky to cross the border for health care. Yeah, you know what? In those areas, that medical tourism is a big, and that's probably why you said that, Greg. You've heard people talk about it. Medical tourism, and that's what they call it, has been really, really big. Why? You get appointments fast. And it's less expensive. It's way less expensive. So it isn't all vanity. It's dental. It's other health care services. And that's what people do. You know, they go over because they're getting medical care where they can save 40 to 60%. They can save 60% on similar procedures, operations at U.S. hospitals or clinics. So what does that just show us? Once again, how do we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth and we have ridiculously high-priced health care that is so unaffordable for everyone? I don't think I've ever met anyone, unless they're so just soaking in do-re-mi. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's just talked about how incredibly cost-effective their medical care is. I mean, there's another common denominator. I have rarely in my life, at least in recent years, if I wind the clock back to when I first got out of school, I would say I never heard people really complain that much about health care, but not in the last couple decades. So people who aren't insured, for example, can get that cheaper care in Mexico, and they have successful procedures, and they need to do it. They go to do it. You know, even like eyeglasses, getting prescriptions filled at pharmacies. I mean, on the main streets, there's all kinds of pharmacies. They have doctors on staff. If I went there right now and I just had some eye stuff done, which I have good sight, and I've talked about that on the air, but, you know, like everyone else, I get to the bottom line of the eye chart now, and I'm like, C-E-B. So mine wasn't covered, you know, and it wasn't cheap. So people go across the border, and they just go and get the care. The same thing with dental. They just walk in, boom, you know, and they get the pain medication, the antibiotics that they need, in some cases, cancer drugs that are unaffordable, that kind of thing. So now it's kind of this, do your research. They're saying you should ask for the clinic's credentials, and when you go for the lowest, you know, cost provider and all that sort of stuff, and what happens if some of the pharmacies you go to, they're cutting some of their pills with other things. So that, it could be scary. I mean, I think it's scary anyway and risky, but I think that now the risk of where you're going in and trying to not get caught in something, that's wow. And it's pretty lucrative. I mean, for the doctors on the other side, of course, for them, that's why they do it, right? And then for the people that come over from the U.S. and other places, it's great for them because they can't afford it. All right, so we move on with just the warning of be careful if that's what you're doing. We move on to this one from Jake, who says, hey, Katie, I have been watching what's going on when it comes to people and the craziness of taking selfies. It seems like maybe once a month or so we'll hear a story about somebody taking a selfie and falling over the side of a mountain, falling into a volcano, falling near a national monument. I just don't get the whole, I get the selfie thing, but I don't get the selfie accidents that you get that close and you just want that picture so badly that you risk it for some kind of crazy disaster. And I don't know if there have ever been any studies on this, but I wonder how many people, and this might seem weird, but I wonder how many people die from taking these risky selfies. Jake, I love that you brought this up, because there is a statistic. There was a statistic that was done that I saw, but you can only go back to, there's a 2018 news report, that's the one I could find, and they listed 259 selfie deaths in 137 different incidents that happened, not just in the U.S., but globally, and that was over a seven-year span. As to what, you know, what happened and that they knew of. So big things that were reported that everybody was in shock and awe over, like, what? How did that happen? Like things that a lot of people were able to document and talk about and, you know, whatever. I mean, crazy things, like just there was, what was I reading that was nutty? There was a woman in North Carolina that died after she crossed over a center median on 85 in this Greensboro, Winston-Salem area. And what happened was it collided, she collided with a recycling truck and hit a tree, burst into flames. But this was moments after posting selfies when she heard the song Happy. So she had stopped and had gotten out and was doing that and then wasn't paying close attention. And then the next thing you know, boom, she's in the middle of that crash. But then falling off of things, you know, there were just so many of them around the world and in the U.S. too, where there's somebody that was on one of the Mount Hood. They were on Mount Hood, and they were trying to get just a perfect picture, just a perfect picture, and poof, down they go, right? And that's the last picture ever taken. And then there was somebody that recently, this happened at Niagara Falls, and I had gone there last fall, and I saw people taking selfies and signs all over the place about being careful, about, you know, not getting too close to the edge, even with railings and everything else. So there you go, the selfie disasters. You know, just flip around, get somebody to take a picture of you with the phone. There's, especially in a heavily trafficked tourist area, for goodness sake. All right, you know what to do, 24/7. Send me your thoughts on anything. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So this is my biggest problem. I always have the excuse, I'm too busy, I'm running around, oh my gosh, how do I come up with for my family a nutritious type of meal? And I'm not alone, thank goodness, I guess. 64% of Americans agree that their most significant barrier to cooking a nutritious meal is the prep time. That's our excuse. I am so excited always to talk to her anyway, but chef and TV personality Jamie Gwynn shares those go-tos that we need. Jamie, thanks so much for popping on with us.
I'm so glad to be back. I'm grateful. Thank you, Kate. I hope you're well. And happy March Frozen Food Month, because I'm with you. Even as a professional chef, I will tell you, getting dinner on the table sometimes in my house with a toddler is hard. And it's really interesting because I love that you mentioned, you know, no matter who you are or what your family is like, this is a challenge for so many of us. I love statistics. And according to a recent survey by the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, 73% of parents with a child under the age of 17 living at home say the time between after school and before dinner is the most hectic time in their household. And I feel the same. So if someone else could do the prep, like you talked about, I love when someone else does the peeling and the chopping, right? You
yes.
save the time. And there is so much fabulous food in the frozen food section that so many of us don't know about.
Yeah, so let's talk about, I mean, what's the most important thing when you're sitting around trying to decide what's for dinner?
I think the most important thing that is that the food that goes on the table is real food. And that's what I want everyone to know, is that frozen food is real food. It's just frozen. So when you go to plan your meal and you think about, okay, what can I go and grab? You open the freezer and you realize that this flash freezing technology that they use today means that everything is picked at its peak, flash frozen, locks in all the beneficial nutrients. The food stays fresher longer. You get a longer shelf life. You get ultimately less waste, but you get the best value at the market as well. So if you're using Brussels sprouts, they come from my freezer. If I'm using my favorite pierogies or my favorite meatballs or cauliflower gnocchi, and I'll tell you all about my recipes, all of that comes from the freezer. And I think it's a testament to the fact that the frozen food industry has really evolved. It's met the demands of every lifestyle today. If you're plant-based, if you're vegan, if you're organic, if you eat gluten-free, you will find it in the frozen food section.
Oh, so that all of that sounds great. I love that flash freezing technology and the innovation that you just shared with us. So you talk about recipes. Share some of those new recipes to help the people listening with this cost-effective meal planning.
Of course. And thank you. That's exactly the best way to put it. It is cost-effective meal planning. And the dishes are delicious. I'm very proud to put these recipes on my table. My son loves them. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert, I could feed you from my freezer. And you wouldn't have known that I used a shortcut. I used the frozen food aisle, right? So let's start at breakfast, if we could. Kate, because I do love breakfast, especially a leisurely one on the weekends.
Yep.
So I make a big breakfast board, and it could be a board or a platter or a great big tray. Doesn't matter. But if you look at the heat and eat options in the frozen food aisle, you've got pancakes of every flavor and waffles and whole grain and sausage biscuit sandwiches and burritos. I mean, you literally can find it all. And I lay it out on a big board, and I fill in the spaces with fresh fruit, and then I add a homemade touch. I like two different sauces for the sweet lovers and the spicy ones. So I made a creamy chipotle sauce, and I have a homemade berry sauce. I'm in a TV studio this morning, so I wish you were here because I could feed you. But this is the best way to put this beautiful breakfast board out and let everybody just dig in. And I sit down with another cup of coffee. So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Right.
Then if you want to move on to lunch, this is my go-to, my most recent addiction. So if I haven't mentioned, by the way, in the frozen food section, not only do you have everything prepped and chopped, not only can you fit every lifestyle, but there's so much ethnic influence today. And I have a constant craving for Asian food. If you love Indian food and you're not going to make that recipe with 37 ingredients, I bet you'll find it in the frozen food section and you can curb your Indian food craving. But I make an orange chicken lettuce wrap. Kate, that is everything I love, right? It's orange chicken in a lettuce wrap. How bad could it be? It's so delicious. And then a homemade sauce to go on top, fresh scallions from my produce drawer. So we add in a fresh flavor there. And they're really delicious. And then go-tos for dinner, those pierogies that I mentioned to you, I do a one-pan dish with them with caramelized onions, Brussels sprouts, and all of it in the oven, one pan to clean up. It's really hearty. Everybody loves it. It's super delicious. It's a great crowd pleaser. And then I was feeling Mediterranean inspired, so I took my favorite cauliflower gnocchi, and I added turkey meatballs and this creamy tomato sauce, and it is a protein-packed weeknight wonder. And the leftovers are brilliant the next day. And some fresh basil to finish it. I mean, really delicious. Oh, and then, Kate, do you have a sweet tooth like me?
I do.
Okay, me too. So here's the thing. This is like the best spring dessert. I call it a blueberry trifle. You can make it in a glass. You can make it in a mason jar. But you make a homemade berry compote using frozen berries. And then you take frozen pie dough and you bake it and break it up into pieces. It gets like a cinnamon sugar topping to it. And then you've got this crunchy texture of the pie dough and you've got the blueberry compote. And you've got Cool Whip for the creaminess, and it's a make ahead, so it only gets better as it sits in the fridge. You pull it out when you're ready for dessert. And by the way, and you can tell everyone because I have no shame and no guilt, the next morning it is the best breakfast.
Ooh, I love it. That's on my list right now.
Okay, good. So, I mean, that'll take you all through the day embracing the frozen food aisle. And I really believe there's something for everyone. I mean, we know that it's a grand aisle in the supermarket. The deals are especially good in March for March Frozen Food Month. And now's the time to explore. It makes the day easier. For me, it does. And for so many.
Yeah, boy, I agree. I've been scribbling down a whole bunch of notes. I'm definitely going to take you up on some of the things that you mentioned. And you're right, because of the innovation, the technology, the opportunity, I'm an Asian food lover. Yes. There's no excuse whatsoever. And then if that's not enough, listeners can go to learn more, of course, and they have a chance to win 10,000 in prizes. Where do we go, Jamie, for that?
Of course, you go to easyhomemeals.com, easyhomemeals.com. My recipes, everything I mentioned to you, are posted there now. And yes, we celebrate March in big style for March Frozen Food Month, $10,000 worth of prizes to reap the benefits of. So I'll meet you in the frozen food aisle. How's that?
That sounds good. Jamie, always a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate, so much. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, the hard problem is, again, is the time, right? Finding the time. That's why the frozen food, I think, is huge, because it's so easy to get caught up in that. I have no time. When I go to the market, the Hubs always says to me, will you make sure you grab like some burritos? Just get a handful of burritos, because then I can always throw that in for something to eat. And she's right about the innovation and the things that have happened when it comes to frozen food, because you can see it. You know, there's actually a pizza that I get that I think is cheap. I don't even remember. Maybe it's like $10, if that. And it's better than any of the delivery pizzas that I've had recently. So that's a good thing to throw in there, right? And could just put other stuff on it. But frozen food, I know. I remember a working mom. I grew up with a working mom, and she's a good cook. But there was times when there was, like, no way. We had those little, I forget what they were called. They had pirates on the outside. My brother and I liked it, though, when we got a chance to have some of the frozen food that we occasionally were allowed to eat. Now, it's a staple a couple times a week, I have to say, for sure. All right, the music means that we got to skedaddle. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Hats off to Jeremy Paulson for his awesome work, as always, on the technicals. Make sure you make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.